This is National Bobblehead Day, and one person really celebrating is our colleague Karen Given from NPR's Only a Game, and she'll explain how these wobble-headed figurines got so popular.
We got bobbleheads!
How old are you?
This story begins last May at Fenway Park. After receiving my Louis Tiant bobblehead at the front gate, I ducked into the ladies' room while my fiancé stood in line for beer. When I came out, he immediately asked, "Where's your bobblehead?" I ran back into the ladies' room, but it was too late. I was only gone 60 seconds, but I'm sure it had been taken in five. The worst part was coming out empty-handed. It was less than 2 months before our wedding, but he looked at me like he wasn't quite sure he wanted to marry a woman who didn't know that you just don't leave a Louis Tiant bobblehead unattended in Fenway Park.
Only one bobblehead per person, right?
Yeah.
From Seattle to Tampa Bay, every Major League promotions manager knows that there's no better way to get fans in the ballpark than with a little plastic figure with a wobbly head. Bobbleheads even have, get this, their own Hall of Fame.
We sort of thought of it this way. If mustard deserves its own museum, bobbleheads definitely deserve it their own shrine.
That's Phil Sklar.
S-K-L-A-R. I'm the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The museum doesn't actually exist yet. Sklar and his partners are busy accumulating thousands of bobbleheads, many from private collections. But they still go to games to acquire bobbleheads the old-fashioned way. And they know better than to leave their new acquisitions unattended in the ballpark.
Yeah, you know, we've been more on the receiving end where we're walking by and we see a bobblehead just sitting there and nobody's around and we wait a few minutes and make sure we don't want to obviously take somebody's bobblehead. But yeah, you don't want to put your bobblehead down for too long. People will see it and say, oh, somebody didn't want their bobblehead.
But just to confirm, you were not in the ladies' room at Fenway Park.
Nope, that wouldn't have been us. Although I think we do have one of the Tiant bobbleheads in the collection, but no, it's not yours.
Sklar declared January 7th National Bobblehead Day last year to publicize his Hall of Fame. But all of this, the Bobblehead Hall of Fame, even the baubles of the Pope for sale outside the Vatican, none of this would have happened if not for a business deal made back in 1999.
Alexander Global, this is Todd.
That's Todd Goldenberg, and he, well, I'll let him explain who he is.
So my name is Todd Goldenberg. I'm the National Sales Director. Actually, I'll back up a second. On dates, I used to tell women, I'm the National Sales Director for a sports marketing firm dealing with game day giveaways that help increase teams' attendance. And now I just say I sell bobblehead dolls.
Goldenberg's company has now produced somewhere around 48 or 49 million bobbleheads. He says they'd like to celebrate their 50th million, but they've lost count. But back in 1999, they were just a small company trying to get their start.
It's a great story. So Malcolm Alexander, he's our founder and former president. He's retired now, kite skating around the world.
So Alexander was trying to start a business selling promotions, and he got a meeting with the San Francisco Giants, who wanted to celebrate the closing of Candlestick Park with a promotional item that had been sold in the 60s but hadn't been made since.
He just basically said, what can I help you with? And they said, well, we need a bobblehead doll.
Mario Alioto is the executive vice president of business operations for the San Francisco Giants, and he was at that meeting.
I think we sent him a picture of it. I can't remember back then. But we explained what it is. It's a ceramic body with a head and bobbles. And we want, obviously, it's going to have to be Willie Mays. He's our greatest player.
And Malcolm, being very cocky and very Australian, said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. How many do you need? And then he proceeded to leave the office and find out what a bobblehead doll was. Because even though he had just sold about $250,000 worth of bobblehead dolls, he didn't know what he had sold. Isn't that great?
The fans thought so. They went crazy for the free Willie Mays bobblehead, even though Alioto says,
to this day, Willie still tells me, that didn't look like me.
By the next year, eight major league teams had scheduled bobblehead giveaways. A new industry was born. Now, when teams ask him what's new and exciting, Goldenberg always has the same answer.
Nothing's new and exciting, just buy the bobbleheads. It seems like every year, year and a half, I sit down and go, all right, what am I going to do next? And it's just the bobbleheads keep going strong. This year was the most bobbleheads, the most business I've ever had. This year, 15 years in. Last year was the second highest year. I'm sure someday this will slow down. but it hasn't yet.
Giants VP Mario Aliota wasn't trying to start a trend with that 1999 Willie Mays bobblehead, but he's glad he did.
We're very proud of it. And now that I know we have a National Bobblehead Day, I know on January 7th I'm gonna have to do something special that day.
Oh, and just in case you were worried, our summer intern managed to snag me a replacement Louis Tiant bobblehead, and the wedding went off without a hitch. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Gibbon.